Ricky, honey, that was beautiful. That was pretty beautiful.
Thank you, Mom.
The wheel a little strange tonight. The Lord gave me at about 4:35 this passage of scripture and wants me to share with you on it. And it's going to it's going to seem like a jet stream flying out of the back of Ricky's word. It's just, God is so incredible. Turning your Bibles, please, to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified, beginning with verse 1. To everything, there is a season and a time for every matter or purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build. Time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. He has made, verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. He also has planted eternity in men's hearts and minds, a divinely implanted sense of a purpose working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy. This yet so that men cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. And this is the message he wanted me to attach to this reading. We're working in a peculiar hour, a peculiar season, for a peculiar reason. One thing we cannot do at such a vulnerable time is make instant decisions about the future. If things go the way we think they're going to go, everything is great. But if something seems to occur that's a little different than what we were expecting, everyone gets upset as though their prayers were not of value. But there is a time, a season, a purpose under heaven for everything. God is never late, and he makes it a practice not to come too early. He is working a work behind the scenes, that we know not of. How many are the times that we can be taken through the back door of God's counsel and think that we have just received all the answers, only to find out that what it seemed like he was saying wasn't what he was meaning. And then again, we get discouraged. Don't do that. God speaks in riddles that we may find out it is the glory of the King to learn the mysteries, to find the riddles, to unlock God's understanding. And times and seasons, it's the glory of the King to do this. Well, there would be no glory, there would be no need if God were not deliberately hiding the mysteries, hiding the purposes and the plans that are locked in the mysteries. And why does he do it? Why does he do it that way? He does it to protect the vision. He has a vision from beginning to end about his plans and purposes regarding America. And he hides it in mysteries so that the enemy cannot understand what he's about to do and to break it or somehow pervert it. It's really and truly an amazing thing to watch him, the way he works. And in these next coming weeks and months, it is for us not to decide anything at this point in time about what God may or may not be doing. One thing we know, he is en route to bringing forth his plans, his purposes, his will in the earth. And the best thing we can do is be still and know that he is God. Be still and trust. The word that is used in that particular passage actually means stand in awe and know that he is God. And this is the time for that. Stand in awe day by day, week by week, month by month, as we see him roll out the red carpet to his vision for this nation. It may not happen in this stream or in that stream the way we think it should, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. One of the things that I have delighted to watch with Trump is that he has deliberately put himself on the line, made himself the bait for the beast to come and to devour. He's done it deliberately. But in taking that step to devour him, they are revealing themselves left and right, which is why he does what he does. And I believe that he does what he does because he's watched the Lord do it. And we're going to watch God do it. Please don't try to interpret anything I'm saying tonight. When he gave this message, he gave a message. I'm giving it. I'm not interpreting it. The important thing for us to do is to pray and keep praying, because prayer will birth the whole child. and the nation will be born in a day. Or in our case, reborn in a day. There is nothing we cannot do in God. If God says I'm opposed, stay away from it. But if he says this is the way I'm going, follow me, walk ye in it, follow him, walk ye in it, and be not afraid. Put your faith on the line. Stand your ground. Walk it out with him and see how beautiful things will be in the end. President Trump will be right where he is supposed to be, right on time, as we pray. We will be where we need to be, right on time, as we pray, because our spirits will be quickened to God's season, to God's time, to God's purpose. And our spirits, having been quickened to God and his eternal purpose, will cause us to walk lockstep with him and be ready and to be prepared step by step according to his will. I think Ricky's message was absolutely beautiful. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. You need to give it to every one of your friends. But I'm following her message, and I'm saying, don't put reason and understanding where God has not put it. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Stand in awe and see the salvation of God. It's on its way. We're going to see things burst on the horizon in a way that we didn't think possible. Not really. We were just doing a lot of hoping. But we will see it. And you must hold fast to that. And that's all I have to say. Thank you, honey. I'm going to pray just a little bit, and then I'm going to turn the rest of the service over to Ricky's schedule, and we'll see what the Lord is saying through all those who pray with us.